One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
False.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, can't do it!
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 Heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, all that stands between our contestants and £25,000, seven challenges and 1,000 beats of their own hearts. Let's find out if our first contestant can keep calm under pressure. Let's welcome Mitu. Hi, Mitu.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Mitu, Mitu, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. A big sigh as you came onto the stage there, trying to get your heart rate as low as possible.
Trying to relax as much as I can.
Where are you from?
From Cardiff.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a doctor. I'm a GP, and now I run my own business in cosmetics.
Oh, really?
Yep. As in Botox. As in, I treat people with in the face.
To get rid of their lines?
I get rid of their lines, all wrinkles.
Really?
And right. People come out feeling better.
I'll look into the light. What do you think?
A bit around the eyes, maybe. But you're looking all right. Sorry.
Thanks for playing, Mitu. All right, fair enough. Now, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate throughout the show, and at the moment, it's quite low, 72 beats per minute. That's fantastic. That's really good, Mitu. So, before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. Let's do this. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. Mitu, we play all the games on the plate, and there are two simple rules to 1,000 heartbeats. The first one, if you get a question wrong, we'll take away 25 heartbeats. Second rule, if you're struggling in one of the rounds and you can't think of an answer to one of the questions or you feel your heart rate is racing, then you can step off the plate. We'll freeze again, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. Once you step back onto the plate, the question will be completely different. All right, Mitu, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that is contrast. Here's how it looks.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Let's play contrast. All right, Mitu, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
''1980s, 1990s, play.'' The American action-adventure TV series The A-Team was first broadcast in the...
''1980s.''
Musician John Lennon died in the...
''1980s.''
Pete Sampras won his first Wimbledon men's singles title in the...
''1990s.''
Ronald Reagan was US president for 8 years during the...
''1980s.''
Helen Sharman became the first Briton in space in the...
1990s.
The Soviet Union was officially dissolved into separate republics in the...
1990s.
Steven Spielberg won his first Best Director Oscar in the...
1990s.
Yes, come on, Mitu. Well done.
Thank you.
That was really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really good. The best thing about it was your heart rate was really, really low. You only peaked at 96. Now, usually what happens is when people step onto the plate, the first round is generally higher than the rest because it's just the lights, the studio, the atmosphere, that kind of thing. Now, you're used to it. You know what happens during gameplay. Hopefully, that will decrease that number. You use 75 heartbeats, which is fantastic. You got no wrong answers. So, well done, Mitu. A great start. Are you happy?
Thank you. Very happy.
All right. Good man.
Surprise as well.
Don't be surprised, Doctor. You're going to be great. And remember, like you promised me, the further you go, the more money you win, the more Botox I get to get rid of those lines around my eyes.
That's the deal.
Just one more thing. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. Do not let them distract you. They're going to be playing along to the beat of your own heart. The faster they're playing, the more panic you're getting, or the slower they're playing, the more relaxed you are and the more time you'll have to complete the rounds. So they're kind of a heart rate indicator, all right? So after round one, Mitu has banked £250. If you complete all seven rounds, you'll leave with £25,000, but only if you complete our final round of cash out. And only by completing cash out will you leave with the money that you've previously banked from one of the rounds. All right, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder, and here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items. In this example, you must reorder these films from earliest to latest. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two, Mitu. You've done exceptionally well so far. You've got 925 heartbeats remaining. So are you going to play on for £500, or are you going to cash out with 250?
I think I'm going to play on.
Of course you are, good man. All right, let's play reorder. All right, Mitu, don't rush anything. Just take your time. You need to answer six answers in the correct order. When you're ready, Mitu, just step onto the plate.
St. George's Day, Easter Sunday, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Shrove Tuesday, Mothering Sunday. Days. Date they occurred in the UK in 2014. Earliest to latest. Play.
Valentine's Day. Shrove Tuesday. Easter Sunday. Mother and Sunday. St. Patrick's Day. Easter Sunday. Mother and Sunday. Easter Sunday. St. George's Day.
Yes, well done, Mitu. Come on.
That was tougher than a match.
It was tough. You got three wrong. It cost you 165 heartbeats. That was tricky. I think it was tricky because they're all so close to each other.
They are very near.
Did you consider stepping off the plate?
No, I knew that there was going to be a way to figure it out.
All right, good man. That's what we like on this show. Just figure it out. Take your time because you've got a low heart rate. It peaked at 96, which is pretty good. And you used 165, but once again, there were three wrong answers in there. So let's get rid of the wrong answers, because after round two, Mitu has banked £500 and he's got 760 heartbeats remaining. What will he do after the break?
Which X Factor winner released the UK number one album Heart and Soul? Leon Jackson or Steve Brookstein? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you which X Factor winner released the UK number one album, Heart and Soul. The answer is Steve Brookstein. Before the break, Mitu played the perfect first round, but lost heartbeats with wrong answers in reorder. With 760 heartbeats remaining, can Mitu go all the way to the £25,000 jackpot?
All right, Mitu, let's have a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Mitu, it's round three. You've got 760 heartbeats remaining. We're going to play Unscramble. What are you like with word games?
I'm always a bit thing with anagrams. I have been practicing though, so I'm ready. I'm ready to try.
All right, good man. Is that why doctors' prescriptions are in terrible handwriting? Because you can't spell.
We can't spell and we can barely read.
All right. That's very reassuring indeed. Let's play it. Unscramble. Good luck. Let's do this. You need to unscramble 5 words. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Geography. Play.
Number 5, 7. Number 2, Clyde. Number 3, Humber. Number 1, Trent. Seb off.
Oh, it's not there! Oh, do you know what? I admire your patience. Well done, because you didn't let the pressure of the string quartet get to you. You didn't let the pressure of the studio get to you. You're going to kick yourself when you see what it is. Still no idea? Northwest? Liverpool?
Mersey. Oh.
You stepped off the plate, cost you 50 heartbeats. All right, so we're going to take that from the total of 6-2-4. Gives you 5-7-4. Let's forget it. All right, you stay relaxed and calm. We'll clear the screen and we'll welcome back another question. You only need one answer. Let's do this. Let's play on scramble. All right, Mitu, if you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Food. Play.
Number 2, cheddar.
Yeah! Come on, Mitu. Good man. You only needed one, you got it dead quick. All different types of cheeses. Well done, well done. Big sigh of relief again.
Thank goodness.
But I do like the fact that you get really excited when you've got the right answers.
Really, it's exciting up there. It feels... This is probably the most exciting day I've had for a long time.
Oh, come on, that's very kind. But surely making people look more beautiful is exciting.
I do my best.
Oh, So, you've banked £1,000, you used 202 heartbeats, and your peak was only at 81. That's good. Really good. All right, let's see round 4, shall we? It's Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see 2 columns of 6 answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link 4 options in the left column with 4 options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So, it's round 4, Mitu. You've got 558 heartbeats remaining. Feeling confident?
Feeling more confident now.
I love the fact that before you step on to the plate, you're using some kind of Jedi mind trick to lower your heart rate. Very calm, very collected. And as we're talking, it's only 70 beats per minute. Maybe I should come over and whisper in your ear.
Please don't.
All right, I won't. So, are you going to play on with £2,500? Or are you going to cash out for £1,000, Mitu?
I'm going to play on.
Good man, that's the right answer. All right, let's play Link. Let's do this, Mitu. Come on. All right, Mitu, you only need to find 4 correct links. OK, calm yourself. Use the force. And when you're ready, step onto the plate.
French, Portuguese, Arabic, English, Dutch, Spanish. Link these languages to the country in which they're officially spoken. Play.
Spanish, Colombia. French, Ivory Coast. Arabic, Turkey. English, Ghana. Dutch, Macedonia. Dutch, Angola. Portuguese, Angola.
Yes! Woo! Come on, Mitrus.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Used 204 heartbeats. You got three wrong. That was hard.
That was hard.
That was a hard round. Your peak was only 94 beats per minute.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. It really is. You're staying really calm under pressure, and whatever you're using in your mind to stay calm, it's working. Excellent stuff. Well done, Mitu. Right, so after round four, Mitu has banked £2,500. He's got 354 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's reveal round five. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, Mitu, it's round five. You've got 354 heartbeats remaining. We're going to be playing for £5,000, or I'm going to ask you, do you want to cash out for £2,500?
I'm going to play for the £5,000.
Good man, I'm glad you said that. I think we can do this. Let's play Pinpoint. Come on, Mitu. All right, Mitu, you need to complete three grids. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play. What is the lowest ball?
One.
Add the highest ball to the lowest ball.
22.
Subtract the highest odd ball from the highest even ball.
3.
Multiply the purple ball by the highest odd ball.
55.
Add the remaining balls together.
28.
Here comes the second grid.
Add the two highest balls together.
40.
What is the highest odd ball?
11.
Subtract the lowest pink ball from the highest pink ball.
15.
Multiply the odd balls together.
35.
Add the remaining balls together.
44.
It's your last grid.
Add both pairs of matching numbered balls together.
54.
Divide the orange ball by the lowest ball.
6.
Add all the balls above 20 together.
77. One, two, eight.
Multiply the yellow ball by the lowest ball.
56.
What is 5 more than the total of the remaining balls?
27.
Yeah! Woo! Come over, Mitu. Come over. Well done. You used 247 heartbeats. You got one wrong. Your heart rate was the highest it's been so far. At the moment, as you walk towards me, it went to 137, it's now 139. But during gameplay, it was only 113, which is really good. And you composed yourself and you took your time through that round. How do you feel?
That is tough. There's a lot of balls in there. You gotta add up.
Yeah. And you did really, really well, though. You got 107 left, which, if I'm honest with you, it's going to be tough to cash out. But you can do it. With your heart rate as low as it is during gameplay, with no wrong answers, you'll be fine. All right? You've just banked £5,000. Fabulous. All right, you've only got 107 heartbeats remaining. Is there any point in me showing you the next round?
Yeah, I think it's time to cash out.
All right. So, Mitu has decided to cash out. He's got 107 heartbeats left to win £5,000. Will it be enough? We'll find out after the break.
Who plays the unfortunate husband Eddie in the film The Heartbreak Kid? Vince Vaughn or Ben Stiller? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who plays the unfortunate husband Eddie in the film The Heartbreak Kid? The answer is Ben Stiller. Before the break, Mitu banked £5,000 after a gruelling game of pinpoint. With just 107 heartbeats remaining, can he possibly complete cash out in time to take home the cash?
All right, Mitu, you've made it through 5 rounds. You've got £5,000. Let's play cash out. Good luck. So, Mitu, it's all come down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £5,000, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer, as per usual, will cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready to cash out for £5,000, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Lima is the capital city of Argentina.
False.
The first woman to travel into space was born in Russia.
False.
Leslie Hornby is the birth name of fashion model Twiggy.
True.
The ancient monument Stonehenge is in Wiltshire.
True.
A meteor only becomes a meteorite once it's reached the surface of the Earth.
True.
Singer Kylie Minogue is younger than her sister Dani.
False.
Denmark is partially located on the Jutland Peninsula.
True. True.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Can't believe it!
Oh, my God.
Look!
Oh, my God!
You have 4 heartbeats left. That was fantastic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh,
that
my God.
Brilliant. Oh, that was brilliant. You did really, really well. Really well. That was phenomenal. Excellent stuff.
Oh, dear God.
Mitu, your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round 5, where you cashed out with 4 heartbeats left, and you're taking home £5,000. We were all on the edges of our seats. What are you going to do with the cash?
Oh, my God. I'm going to need to sort my mum out with a stair lift if she needs one, and I'll do what everybody else does. I will go to Disneyland.
Oh, come on, my friend. Well done. Excellent
Thanks
stuff. You've been a great
much.
Contestant.
Thank
you really have.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing A Thousand Heartbeats.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Well, who's next to play A Thousand Heartbeats? Let's welcome Tiz. Hi, Tiz.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome to A Thousand Heartbeats. Where are you from, Tiz?
I'm from Bristol.
OK. And yeah. What do you do for a living?
I've just recovered from ME, so 12 years of ME means that I don't work now.
OK, so you're kind of enjoying life?
I am.
All right, yes. And how do you do that? What do you do in your spare time?
I'm a lay minister at church.
OK.
I enjoy rugby.
Nice.
Football.
All right, yeah, what rugby team sport. Do you follow?
Bristol.
Of course.
Of course.
Football team?
Bristol City.
Nice. Not the Rovers?
Not the Rovers.
Oh,
they're
right.
Not even a league team now.
Wow, fighting talk, that is. OK, now we've got lots of different subjects, lots of different topics coming up on A Thousand Heartbeats. What are your strong points?
Well, obviously I like sport, so something yep. like that. Absolutely useless at anagrams, so I hope I'm not seeing any of that.
Being a lay minister,
general knowledge.
The Bible.
That, well, yeah, I'd look a right fool if I get that wrong, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would. You would.
Yeah.
But good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, Tiz. I think we're going to have a lot of fun and hopefully we'll bank a lot of money. Now, throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, of course.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it's 105, which is pretty good.
Is it?
It's pretty good. It's
Jolly
not
good.
Bad. So before we begin, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. We don't want to see that number reach zero. All right, are you ready?
I am.
Good stuff, Tiz. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Tiz, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that is contrast. This is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. Let's do this, Tiz. Let's try and win some serious
yeah.
cash. All right, here we go. Let's play contrast. Tiz, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Men, women, play. Cormac McCarthy wrote the novel No Country for Old...
Men.
Homme is the French word meaning...
Men.
Best-selling authors P.D. James and E.L. James are both...
Women.
A higher level of the hormone estrogen is usually found in...
Women.
According to the 2011 census, the UK has more...
Women.
The 2 firstborn children of Adam and Eve were...
Men.
One side of the Nobel Peace Prize medal represents a group of 3...
Men.
Yes, well done. Come on over, Tiz. You've got to be really pleased. Really pleased with how you did. You only used 76 heartbeats.
Oh, jolly good.
Really good, really good. Your heart rate peaked at 112, which
right.
is really good. You didn't panic.
No.
Well done. £25,000 available this afternoon. And if you do win a lot of cash, what would you like to spend it on?
Oh, I'm going to visit my daughter in Vancouver, my sister in Alaska, and my niece in Australia.
Wow, lots of travelling, Tiz.
I know.
Yeah, good. So, after round one, Tiz has banked £250 and has 924 heartbeats remaining. All right, Tiz, let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel 6 words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right, Tiz, you've done really well so far.
Thank you.
You've used minimal heartbeats
mm-hmm.
and your heart rate isn't too high, 106 BPMs at the moment as we speak. So are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
I think I'll play on, Vernon.
All right, good luck, Tiz. Let's play Unravel.
Thank you.
All right, Tiz, you need to unravel 6 words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
camera. Tomatoes. Step out.
Right, Tiz, you stepped off the plate. Not happy with that one.
No, I just couldn't get it.
No? Well, you did the right thing in stepping off the plate. Let's reveal what this word is. You'll kick yourself when you see it.
Autumn.
Autumn. There you go. You got it. Autumn. Yeah. So, let's remove the 50 heartbeats from your total at the moment. You've got 799 remaining. All right, are you ready?
I am.
All right, Tiz, let's play Unravel. If you're ready once again, Tiz, step onto the plate.
Play.
Lid eye. Eyelid.
Well done.
Battery. Opposite. Disappear.
Yeah! Well done, Tiz.
Oh, my word.
Well done. You looked a little bit disappointed with yourself.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I was stupid.
It really is that simple. Well, let's look at the stats. You peaked at 103.
Right.
Heartbeats per minute. It's not bad. It's still quite low, Tiz. You're not getting panicked
during
gameplay. Even though you're disappointed, your heart rate is slow enough to enable you to play the game.
Yeah.
So, after round two, Tiz has banked £500 and has 629 heartbeats remaining. Where will she cash out? Find out after the break.
Who played vet Danny in the TV series Wild at Heart? Stephen Tompkinson or David Morrissey? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who played vet Danny in the TV series Wild at Heart? The answer is Stephen Tompkinson. Before the break, Tiz from Bristol played a great game of contrast, but struggled with Unravel. With 629 heartbeats remaining, can she recover her form?
All right, Tiz, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble, and this is how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, here's the second round we played, Unravel. Quite difficult, stumbling block, but the first round you played, Contrast, was superb. If you can play every round from now on like the first, we'll do really, really well.
It'd be a miracle.
It would be. It would be. So, do you want to play on for £1,000 or do you want to cash out with £500?
I think I'll play on.
Good girl. All right, Tiz, let's play Assemble. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take your time, please.
You need to find the five missing pieces. If you're ready, Tiz, step onto the plate.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Play.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. Four. Ten. Six. Twelve.
Yes, well done. A little bit of confusion, Tiz.
I know, what a fool again.
A little bit of confusion. It's just little mistakes like that that really trip you up. Yeah. You were looking at the... You picked out the eyes for the forehead.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm slapping myself for you. Unlucky. Unlucky. You got three wrong, cost you 75 heartbeats. You've got 415 left. You peaked at 107.
Right.
So, after round three, Tiz has banked £1,000. She's got 415 heartbeats remaining. All right, Tiz, let's see round four. It's Link. This is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, Tiz. You've got 415 heartbeats remaining. Mm. So are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out for 1,000?
I'm going to play on.
Yes, good girl. Good girl, Tiz. That's what we like to hear. All right, let's play Link.
Thanks.
Well done. Tiz, you need to find the four correct links. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
James Cameron, Christopher Nolan, Quentin Tarantino, Martin Scorsese, Tim Burton, Ridley Scott. Link these directors to the films they directed. Play.
Ridley Scott, Gladiator. Quentin Tarantino, Kick-Ass. Quentin Tarantino, Fight Club. Tim Burton, Avatar. I'm going to step out. Just didn't know him.
Stepped off the plate?
Yar.
Stepped off the plate. So, you've got to link the directors to the films they're directing. You got one right, but you had a couple of wrong answers.
Yeah.
I think you made the right decision because there's no point going through the list, trying to match everything up, wasting heartbeat.
Yeah.
So let's clear up the answers first. The answers that we were looking for, James Cameron and Avatar, huge global success.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese, Shutter Island. Martin Scorsese working with Leonardo DiCaprio on another film. Tim Burton on Batman Returns. and you already had Ridley Scott with Gladiator. So those were the four that you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take 50 off 274, which leaves you 224. Mm. We're still looking for three answers.
Three answers.
All right, here's good luck.
Thank you.
Let's play Link. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Pearl, diamond, cotton, lace, sapphire, leather. Link these wedding gifts to the anniversary on which they're traditionally given. Play.
I'm going to step off.
Hard, that.
Didn't know.
No, really, really hard. The only one I could relate to was the Diamond Jubilee.
Yep.
Lace, sapphire, leather.
I know.
Cotton and pearl. I am clueless,
yep.
I'll be honest with you. Let's reveal the answers first. We'll start off with pearl. That's the 30th anniversary.
Would have got that.
The next one, lace, 13th anniversary. Sapphire, 45th anniversary. And leather is the third anniversary.
There we go then.
Wow. Okay, well there you go. Those were the answers we were looking for. You only needed three. Let's take 50 from 187. Leaves you 137. You still need to find three more answers. All right, here's let's play. Link. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
The Queen Victoria, the dog in the pond, the Nag's Head, the Archer, the Woolpack, the Railway Arms. Link these fictional pubs to the TV shows in which they feature. Play.
The Queen Victoria, EastEnders. The Nag's Head, Only Fools and Horses. The Woolpack, Emmerdale.
Come on over, Tiz.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Your heart rate, once again, peaked at only 107.
Oh, good.
You're really good at dealing with these questions under a pressurised situation.
Mm.
Really good. It was an expensive round, though. It cost you 323 heartbeats.
Right.
But you've banked £2,500.
Mm-hmm.
92 heartbeats remaining.
Yes.
Are you going to carry on for £5,000 or cash out with £2,500?
I'm going to cash out for £2,500, Vernon.
All right, good idea. So, Tiz, you've made it through four rounds. You've got £2,500 to play for. Let's play cash out.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right, Tiz, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats.
Oh.
So when you're ready, Tiz, for £2,500, step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Ashley and Pudsey won Britain's Got Talent in 2007.
True.
Helsinki is the capital city of Norway.
False.
The sport kabaddi is played with a ball.
True.
Earth is the third closest planet to the sun.
Oh.
Gutted.
I'm gutted too. That one round in the middle.
I know.
It was that one round in the middle that tripped you up.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm so gutted for you. You've been a fabulous contestant. You really have. You made it to cash out, but unfortunately, you used all of your 1,000 heartbeats. Mm. Join us again to see if our next contestant has the heart to play 1,000 heartbeats. We'll see you soon. We'll be right back.